Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Praise the Lord, folks. We'd like to welcome you to the Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern God's will for our lives. We learn to understand the times, the last days in which we're living, and how we're to obey God's word and glorify him and live for him in these days. And last week, we departed from our normal format, where it's just me and my lonesome with the Lord, addressing you with topics that are on my heart, that I believe the Lord burns upon my heart to deal with in these days in which we live. But last week, however, we got an upcoming event called Revivus, or I should say the summer event for the ministry Revivus, which is a ministry here at the fellowship where I pastor called Blessed Hope Chapel. And the ministry was started by Chad and Holly Davidson, my son-in-law Chad and my lovely daughter Holly, along with some other people in the fellowship. And it's a ministry that's geared toward winning the lost youth to Christ and strengthening other youth that know Jesus already. We had a great talk about the event. It's a summer event that comes up this month, July 27th. And the crazy thing is, it's free. And I say that because there's bands like Cutlass, and if you went to a Cutlass concert, a band of that magnitude, it's a big Christian band, would cost you some money. And it's not costing you anything because we've paid your way, the Lord's paid your way, and you can come for free and bring your friends and what have you. That's July 27th, and that's from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Rancho Park in Simi Valley. You can go to revivus.org, R-E-V-I-V-U-S, that's R-E-V-I-V. us.org. Revive us is really what that word's about, because it's about people's hearts being revived by Jesus. And I'm so happy to have Holly and Chad back with us this evening to talk a little bit more deeply, not so much about the summer event, although we'll mention that as well, but the problems that kids are facing. Folks, you really want to tune in because hopefully your heart beats for the lost, and hopefully your heart beats for the lost children, because there's millions and millions and millions of children who are caught up in popular culture, pop culture, the culture of death, the popular social media, and it's so perverse. I mean, when you look at the internet and you see what's being communicated and the filth and the pornography and everything else, it reminds you as to why there was a flood in the past. I mean, humanity killing each other, just, you know, raping each other, just the perversion that's out there is so horrific. And at the same time, God allows us to stay in this world because he wants us to reach the lost. We're here for a couple reasons. One reason, after we get saved, is so he can make us more like Jesus. Another reason is so he can use us to win people to Jesus with the gospel. And I'm so grateful, because it's so hard these days to reach young people. Because the scriptures say in the last days, terrible times would come. Men would be lovers of self. It talks about children would be disobedient to their parents. It would be like the days of Lot. And in the days of Lot, it was crazy, because not only the adults, but it says the youth were coming from all the all corners of Sodom to, you know, run Lot out of there. And the perversity had gotten, you know, into the youth. And of course, we know Satan's program, his plan. The scriptures tell us that this would happen. We know that Aleister Crowley, the most highly ranked Satanist of the last century, he said that he would turn toward the youth. He would target America. And then when you look at what happened, you know, with the hippie movement, the counterculture, a lot of those satanic teachings were, you know, do what thou wilt, became do your own thing and what have you, the Eastern religions in the 60s. And now we come all these years later, and guess what? The counterculture of the 60s is mainstream, and people are lost in a moral sewage. And praise God, we have the ability to reach them, because we have the most powerful thing on earth. We have the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel, the Bible says, which is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And that's what I love about Revivus. Holly and Chad gave their testimonies last week and how God's burned upon their hearts to reach the youth. And one of the things I want them to talk about is they just went to an EDC carnival, the Electric Daisy Carnival, which is huge. I think there's over 100,000 people there, most of them on ecstasy and other drugs. And they went down there with several other youth from our fellowship here at Blessed Hope Chapel, and they passed out scriptures. They passed out actually tracts like When Ecstasy Turns to Misery, track I wrote that Tony gave this incredible design to. We've got other tracks like The Horrors of Heroin that I finished a little while back that Tony also designed, and I'm looking at them both right now. You can get those and access those through goodfight.org, and you can get those tracks because it's a huge problem that we're facing. And you know what, Holly, Chad, why don't you guys talk about the EDC concert? A lot of folks don't realize what's going on. So Chad, why don't you begin by talking about the Electric Daisy Carnival that you guys went to and what it was like?
Of course. We went there. It was 2 weeks ago, I believe, and we weren't really understanding just what we were about to walk into. Right when you get there, it's just this innumerable amount of people. You're just bombasted with a whole lot of people with the most ridiculous clothes on, if you could even call it that. A lot of them aren't even clothed. Actually, we even saw a guy wearing a diaper, and not even like the cloth, like, ooh, joking around diaper, like a Depends for somebody who can't hold it when they get older or something. So it's something just really just crazy about it. And to be honest with you, it all started with a conversation I had with a brother in the Lord who thought that it was okay to go to these events. And it was burning in my heart that, dude, that's full of wickedness, and I had never been there. And now, in hindsight, from going to the event and sharing the gospel with the lost that are walking in there, oh, Lord God, that anyone could go to this event and even claim to be a Christian is something just ridiculous to me. I mean, these people are walking in there. These women are half naked. We interviewed one person. Hopefully, we'll have that up for you soon enough. We have a video we're doing, a web series on reviveus.org called Every Thought Captive, where we'll be interviewing people and showing you guys different facts of a lot of the issues with the youth that are going around right now. And one of the interviewers told us that they believe that 95% of the people that walk in there, now this is over 100,000 people that go, and 95% of them would be on at least ecstasy. So it was really heartbreaking to know that and to see that and to talk with these people. And you're asking these people different questions. One of the questions we asked was, is it spiritual? And without a doubt, every interview we did, every single person said, oh yeah, it's totally spiritual. And it was just really sad. And Holly had some of the more interesting interviews there.
Yeah, I interviewed a guy, and he was talking about how he grew up as a conservative Christian, and his mom raised him in the Lord, and he's here now, here to party it up, and he's on drugs, but he's on acid, and he's here to come party with all these people and meet whatever girls he can meet that night. And we asked him if he thinks it's possible to hold on to your Christianity and come to a rave like this. And he said, oh, absolutely not. He had to leave that behind years ago so that he could be given over to his depraved mind to walk into a place like this. And we also talked to people that had Catholic backgrounds and all types of different backgrounds. And we believe one of the reasons why they've come into this, and even growing up in the church or growing up with some sort of moral background and being able to give it all up, is because of hopelessness. They don't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, or they walk away from Jesus as their Lord and Savior because of this sin. So that's the type of people we want to reach, are people that have no hope and say there is hope in Jesus, and only through Jesus is there hope, you know?
Amen. You know, folks, it's important to realize that we are in a spiritual war. And here at Good Fight Ministries, when you listen to Good Fight Radio, the ministry isn't about, hey, simply saying, hey, this is right and wrong, and pontificating from an ivory tower. We live amongst the people. We minister. We're a ministry that goes to the streets, that puts out ministry materials to people and sacrifices so we can try to reach the lost. And our track, When Ecstasy Turns to Misery, is an in-depth track on ecstasy, which is the number one party drug right now that so many young people are on, and many of their parents are clueless what they're doing and why they're up so late. And you know, because it's basically a hallucinogen like LSD. And I go in depth in the track as to the brain damage that was potentially caused by this drug, and I same thing I do with the Horrors of Heroin track. It's an in-depth track as well. And it's interesting, I start this track off talking about Miley Cyrus and Madonna promoting ecstasy, because we're in a spiritual war. And just as Satan, you know, uses pop culture, uses music, Miley Cyrus, who a lot of people thought was so innocent, I was warning people about her years ago, saying, watch out, as she gets a little bit older, she's going to have this huge youth following that she's going to drag into the sewer. And I'm not here to say, hey, I told you so, but I'm here to say, hey, folks, we need to wake up and realize what's going on. In her new song, Miley Cyrus and her hit We Can't Stop, which sounds like the words of a drug addict when you actually look at the song, she sings, we like to party dancing with Molly. Molly's a street name for ecstasy. It's a street name for ecstasy. She's talking about dancing with Molly. That's a term that's used for being on Molly. In fact, the lines go on to say, she goes on to sing, everyone in line in the bathroom trying to get a line in the bathroom. Folks, that's obviously a reference to cocaine. Ecstasy and cocaine are twin drugs. They're often used together. And this was in the heels of Madonna at the Electric Dance Music Festival that took place sometime earlier. And she asked the fans there, how many people in this crowd have seen Molly, quote, end quote. I just saw that on a video where she says that, and the crowd just erupts because they know she's talking about ecstasy. Here you have two of the top singers, female pop divas, of the past and today, glorifying a drug that puts you in an altered state of consciousness, opens you up to demonic forces, potentially causes brain damage. And I go into all these different things that, you know, could cause all kinds of things I don't have time to get into in this show, but it's on the track. You can go to goodfight.org and order the ecstasy tracks or the heroin tracks. We've got a new website that we've just started that we're going to build that'll have a lot of these types of tracks on it, called zombierescueteam.org. And that's because, hey, guess what? We're all basically, without Jesus, we're zombies. We're lepers. Leprosy is a picture of sin and the consequence of sin in the Bible. And that's how we all are before God. We're oozing the sinfulness of our beings, and we're fallen creatures. But redemption comes through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did people actually take the tracks when you passed them out at the carnival?
Oh, yeah. Most people took the tracks. And one of the things we like to do is we like to put them on cars. We didn't see too many, but we definitely saw cars there that had Christian stickers.
Wait, how many people were at the Electric Daisy Carnival?
Over 100,000 people, close to 125,000 from what we understand.
Okay, so people were receptive to a degree?
Yeah, people took them, and some people took them, sat down, and started reading them right there, which was really awesome. One of the things we like to do was put them on cars with Christian stickers on them, because we realized that people are calling themselves Christians, but yet trying to be so part of the world at the same time. And that's one of the things that we like to do is say, hey, you can't have your foot in the world and with Jesus at the same time. Like, you're either with God or you're against him. There's no in between there. So this is one of the things that it calls, the track calls people out to holiness and to purity and saying, hey, you can't be involved in both of these things at the same time. And I think that's one of the things that with social media and all this that our youth are really getting into. Oh, you know, we can go to church on Sunday and say we're Christians and do all these Christian sort of things, but then also at the same time going out to raves and doing drugs and thinking, oh, this is okay, but, you know, we're either with God or we're against him. And that's one of the things we want to communicate to the youth, that you have to be sold out for Christ, because you can't be lukewarm.
Revive Us, the summer event featuring the award-winning band Cutlass. With special guests, Johnny Strat, and Evan Kraft. Plus Paul Jung, Broken, and comedian Barry McKenna. Enjoy activities, prizes, giveaways, food, and Cutlass.
Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts.
Revive Us, Saturday, July 27th, 12 noon to 8 p.m. at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. This event is free. Visit www.reviveus.org for more information. We'll see you at Revive Us, the summer event.
Praise God. It's such a blessing for me, Holly, to see you as my daughter, and Chad as my son-in-law, to see you flourishing now in Jesus, sharing the gospel. You know, people used to freak out because I'd let Holly go out 2-3 in the morning on Friday nights, you know, but she would be out witnessing very often with me on 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, or prior to that, she'd go with us out to Highland and Sunset and Hollywood, passing out tracts. We're very much into sharing the truth, but also taking the truth to the streets. And when they were at the Electric Daisy Carnival, they were heartbroken, though, because there were no other Christians out there that they'd seen witnessing to all these lost people. And we want to challenge people to step up and share the truth in love. Hey, we all were among them. We were lost in the same sewage, in the same vomit, and we got saved by Jesus. And we know the truth of the gospel. We know that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. People need their sins forgiven. And there is a spiritual war. I was quoting Miley Cyrus and Madonna promoting ecstasy, promoting these drugs through music and through a musical platform. And praise God, we have this great event coming up. It's July 27th. You want to mark this down, folks. You want to bring your kids if you can. July 27th at Rancho Park in Simi Valley. It's from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Simi Valley on July 27th. What's the catch? I mean, how much is it going to cost? What's the hidden cost? There isn't any, folks. It's all paid for. A band like Cutlass, which you normally have to go, pay a decent amount of money to see, we've already paid for it. It's free. You just come and you enjoy the music. You enjoy a culture where Jesus Christ, his name is lifted up. He's glorified, not only in music and several different bands and a Christian comedian who we had at our church a while back because he loved the ministry. I met him. He just started visiting our church. He lives in another state, but he'd come visit our church when he come through California. And he actually addressed the church, and he's hilarious. He'll be speaking and sharing Jesus as well. And I'll be sharing Jesus. I'm sure Chad will be lifting up the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need kids need hope today, and the only hope is in Jesus, folks. And he's the great hope. He is our awesome God. So we look forward to seeing you July 27th there at the event, free event, as I said, with great music. Now, you guys, we touched on this last week, but a lot of people don't realize, we're here in Simi Valley. A lot of people think of Simi Valley in the past as the safest, it was the safest city in the nation for many, many years. Not so much anymore. It's still a great place to live for a lot of people, but it's the safest regarding, cities over 100,000 for a long time. Not now. Still a great, law enforcement community here and what have you, but guess what? A huge heroin problem. Huge drug problem. Dr. Phil did a show on Simi Valley and the heroin problem here in Simi Valley and how it's being addressed. And what's interesting about this is that, the pastors in Simi Valley were addressed by the chief of police. I listened to the chief of police, and then recently the mayor of Simi Valley addressed the pastor saying, hey, we need help. We need help with the heroin issue here in Simi Valley. The chief of police here in Simi Valley, who's a professing Christian, said, we can lock these guys up. They get out again, and then they deal the drugs again. We need their hearts to be changed. And he knows that's where the pastors come in, And the mayor said basically the same thing, is that we need your help. And you know what? We know the only way people's lives are dramatically changed, where they're actually born again, is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we praise God. Blessed Hope, Good Fight, we've been doing it all along. We've been reaching out to, a lot of us, a lot of our fellowship are ex-drug addicts, and sex addicts and addicts ad nauseum, depending on what issue. Everybody comes out of something, but we've all share the same King, the same Word of God, the same eternal destiny, the same precious Savior. And we so much want other people to know Jesus. And what's the problem that you guys see that many of the youth, coming from a youthful perspective, you guys are still quite young. You guys are not long out of, high school. What problems do you see the young people fighting against the most right now?
Well, the way I see it is, you touched on it a little bit with the Miley Cyrus, and we also go through the generation with the Amy Winehouses, is try to make me go to rehab, and I say no, no, no. And all this arrogance in their in every evil thing that they do. When we went to EDC, one of the things you see on shirts are can't stop, won't stop. And that's how they feel. Hey, I can't stop, I won't stop. And that's the same thing. We can't stop. That's Miley Cyrus's song. And so it's their boastful in their sin. They want to boast, hey, we're doing drugs, we're doing alcohol. I know with me, I wanted to be the champion at drinking wine, as the Bible calls it, or I wanted to drink more than anyone else, and I wanted to brag about it. You want to be with the most girls. You want to do all these things. And it's just a wickedness beyond comprehension. And it's just a sadness that comes over you when you see that. It just brings you to a pit. You're not happy. There's no joy in it. And what happens is you try to fill yourself. You have this God-shaped hole in you, and you try to fill it with drugs and alcohol, women, men, whatever it is. And it just never gets filled until you find Jesus. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to bring. That's why it's called Revive Us. Especially, it's a perfect name for the city of Simi Valley, because this city used to be alive. This city used to have life, and it used to be one of the safest cities in the nation to live. But it is dying, guys. It's very much dying. 14 people died just of heroin use last year. We just found out last week that cops were eating at In-N-Out, and they found a drug deal going on right in front of them that they had to stop. This place needs to be revived. There used to be life here. Let's have Jesus come here. Let's have the Holy Spirit be on fire in this town and revive this town and see people get saved and come to the Lord.
Praise God. And folks, we have a lot of tools that you can use here at goodfight.org. I can't tell you how many people go to goodfight.org. Just write it down. It's easy to remember, goodfight.org. And you'll find not only tracks that are available on drugs and what have you, but you'll find the Good Fight Theater, where you'll see Beyonce in the Super Bowl, which we just put out a while ago. Kesha, a 25-minute expose that is eye-popping. We've had people write in, get saved. Somebody just called in a good fight, or run a good fight. Chad talked to him, and he said, "I saw the video. I want to get saved." Praise God. You don't have many people come to you and say, "How do I get saved?" He led him to the gospel. We've had one gal, 12 years old, very typical, saying, "Hey, I'm 12 years old. I was looking at her videos, Kesha's, a few months ago. I couldn't wait to get older and start doing all these things and have fun. Now I realize it's wrong." Others saying, mothers saying, "Hey, I was watching Vampire Diaries with my daughter, saw these videos on Kesha. Now, you know, I'm not doing that anymore, and now I'm seeking the Lord and trying to find out how best to glorify Him and watch and trying to be more aware of what to watch out for." So praise God. We need to basically expose the works of darkness and lift up the name of Jesus. And this Revive Us event is a great event, July 27th here in Simi Valley, for free, where you get to see not only a great comedian, but you get to see Cutlass and get to worship the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus, and it's all free. Look forward to seeing you July 27th. God bless you, folks. Thanks for being with us here at Good Fight Radio. We look forward to seeing you next time. Press on in Jesus.
You've been listening to pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page, also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Is it true that Satan is working behind the scenes in pop culture and music, influencing our families?
I'm glad you're influenced by us. Do you need drugs? Go home and smoke something.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll reveals rare footage that MTV and VH1 would dare not show you.
Listen, if you're ever going to commit a crime, you should do it now because you're still a minor.
And I'm influencing your children.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is one of many resources offered by Pastor Joe Schimmel and Good Fight Ministries, used to equip parents, educators, pastors, and various ministry leaders around the world with vital information needed to safeguard youth and adults alike from the overwhelming draw of society's destructive influences. Pick up your copy of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll today by visiting www.goodfight.org. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is the presentation you can't afford to miss.
And I'm influencing your children, 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 children.
Revive Us, the summer event featuring the award-winning band Cutlass. Right now you're bruised and bleeding. I see. With special guests Johnny Strat. Lost a love to gain a friend. And Evan Kraft. plus Paul Jung, Broken, and comedian Barry McKenna. Enjoy activities, prizes, giveaways, food, and Cutlass.
Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts.
Revive us, Saturday, July 27th, 12 noon to 8 p.m. at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. This event is free. Visit www.reviveus.org for more information. We'll see you at Revive Us, the summer event.